Eddie Vedder, is he a friend?
Ah, yeah, very much. Yeah, a dear friend.
Was that a musical coming together? Do you share ideas about music with friends like that? Do you get to hang with them?
Well, with Eddie, it's mostly the hang. I mean, how we met was phone calls. It was a very sad situation, actually. A young lad commits suicide at one of our gigs, and he did it on stage in front of 4,000 people in San Francisco. Jumped off a building behind us and landed on the stage. His girlfriend was a big fan of our band, and he had got into some trouble with the law to do with her. He was going down anyway, and I think he wanted to make some final statement to her. And I got a phone call the next day, and it was a number I didn't recognize. I answered it, and, "Hello, this is Eddie Vedder. Do you have time to talk?" And we spoke for an hour or so on the phone. And he talked about Pearl Jam. He talked about Roskilde and seven people had died at a crush.
He was reaching out.
He was reaching out just purely as a human.
Extraordinary.
And we spoke on the phone for maybe an hour. And he said, "Do you mind if I call you tomorrow?" I said, "No, please. This is amazing. Thank you so much. The generosity." Called me the next day. Called me the next day. Called me the next day. And he said, "Look, if you're ever in Seattle, this is my number. Call me if you're ever true with your band. I'd love to meet up with you." And so I was true with my band maybe 4 months later. I was true with the Frames, actually. And I called him thinking, should I call him? Should I? I don't want to be, you know.
That guy.
Yeah. So I sent a message going, "How are you, Eddie? I spoke to you a few months ago." Yeah. And he was like, yeah, come over to the studio. I'm in the studio this evening. Come up. And he gave me the address.
Through the sleepless nights, I cry for you.
I jumped in a taxi after the sound check and I buzzed up to the studio and he said, "I'm recording this song right now." And he said, "Let's sing this song together. And when you sing, think about that lad and think about everything that happened and put it into the song. And I'll put the stuff that had happened to those kids around Roskilde and I'll put that into it. And let's put that stuff somewhere so we can put it away."
Don't give in.
It was incredible, and we sat as two singers and we just sat in a room and we sang the song. It's a song called Sleepless Nights.
Why did you go? Why did you go? Don't you know? Don't you know? I need.
And afterwards he gave me a hug and I went back to do my gig, and he said, "Look, later on, bring all the band up because we'll be here late and we'll have a couple of drinks." And so we went back up to the studio later on that night and we ended up staying up all night singing songs and
having the crack.
And so after that experience, then he called me a few weeks later and he said, "Look, I'm going on a tour in a couple of months. Do you want to come with me?" And I was like, "Oh, brilliant." So we went on the tour and we did a second tour and then we went to Brazil together and then we just met up and hung out. So it's kind of become one of those things now with Ed where we just get together and hang out.